the numbers are moving in the wrong way, and we're not even at the holiday yet. So we're all very concerned of the increasing cases and diminishing resources available to take care of people.
That is former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Richard Carmona, who lives in Arizona, talking with Gatos and Chad yesterday afternoon on KTAR. And Chad joins us now because Gatos is too lazy to get up this early. Chad, was his mood hopeful, dark, or dark with a future forecast of hopeful?
Probably the latter. I mean, he's always kind of, you know, dark. I mean, you know, him and Will Humble, when we have him on, sometimes there doesn't seem to be any sunshine at the end of their conversation. But at the end of the day, I look at the fact that we've got a vaccine on the way. So there's where he gave us a little bit of hope that we've got the vaccine, and how fast can we get it? And that's the bigger question. But
in the meantime, he's not very hopeful for the mental health of healthcare workers.
No, that he's not. He's not very hopeful about that. And that's a big thing. I mean, our healthcare workers are being hammered across the board. They're overworked right now. And it's going to be tough, you know, and I don't know what this Thanksgiving looks like. I don't know if we're seeing massive outbreaks now, for God's sakes. And it's not just, you know, people say, well, if we only wear masks, California, New York, all these places, they're wearing masks. They're way more stringent than we have been across the board. And it's not stopping there. I mean, it's everywhere. So at some point in time, I think, yes, Gatos was right. There's some fatigue going on. But I think a lot of people are just looking to go on, look, I can only do the best that I can, but I cannot live my life inside my house waiting for somebody to come save me.
With nobody else ever coming into my house over the holidays.
Oh, that's and I have a good friend who's going to go see his grandmother, and everybody's like, I can't believe that's so irresponsible. He's like, she's not going to make it to next Thanksgiving, so I'm going to go say my goodbyes.
Yeah.
You know, so whether I go or not, it's not changing anything.
Right, right. Yeah, if it's your last holiday with someone, why would you not spend that holiday with them if there's a very good chance they're not going to be around no matter what happens?
And we've not asked people who are older, hey, how do you feel about being locked up somewhere where nobody can visit you? We've never asked them.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
We just assume we're doing it for you.
Yeah, that's a good point. So in the neck of the woods that Dr. Richard Carmona lives, the former U.S. Surgeon General, Pima County,
yes,
they have, Chad Benson, implemented a voluntary curfew. They made sure to point out, the Pima County Health Department pointed out, this is the best we can do. Does it make any difference at all?
No, no.
So is it almost just silly to do this?
Well, it's a little bit of lip service, isn't it, right? It makes everybody like, oh, those people really want everybody to mask up and stay indoors. This is it. But nobody is going to just say, well, it's voluntary. They can't enforce it. And if you're not going to enforce it, then what are you doing?
Yeah, and it starts at 10 p.m. because they're trying to keep people, they say, out of bars and clubs.
That's
and
the big thing, right?
Stuff like that, right? But I do find this interesting because you mentioned California and New York, you know, places where masks are taken much more seriously by both the population and the government. Pima County is a much more liberal county than Maricopa County. And as a percentage of population, they've been seeing a bigger spike in cases
Absolutely.
Than Maricopa County.
Well, and I think one of the things is, too, with the mask is we tend to think it's I am no longer vulnerable because I have a mask. And I notice people who wear masks, they get a lot closer to talk. They do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Where it's almost like I was joking the other day. It's like, I bet you'd have less concussions in the NFL if you took their helmets off. You're not leading with your head, are you?
You know what? That's kind of I don't know if that's a pretty good analogy.
But the fact is this thing's everywhere. And at some point in time, this is why living with it, through it, and around it is what we're going to have to learn to do for the next several weeks, because I think now it's everywhere, and it doesn't matter how stringent people are or how lax it is. It seems to hit everybody right now, and what are you going to do? Tell people, like, you know, you got Katie Brown up in Oregon, their governor, saying, snitch on your neighbors if they have more people. Wear your mask indoors. That's insane.
Yeah, no, Pennsylvania's governor, actually, that was part of his order, too, is wear your mask indoors.
No. You know what? Look, I will wear my mask where you ask me to wear my mask. You know where I'm not wearing it? Inside of my house. Inside of my car. That is my world.
And by the way, at Jim Sharp, that's JimSharpe, that's my Twitter account, I tweeted my commentary from yesterday, which the message is, don't be a Thanksgiving snitch, because you really have no idea what's going on in their house.
No, you have no idea. Be a snitch. Oh
my God. Somebody responded, snitches get stitches.
They do, and end up in ditches.